What does motion sound like? With Kizik Hands Free Shoes, it sounds a little something like this. Experience the magic of motion. Get a free pair of socks with your first order at kizik.com/socks.
Welcome. Tonight's program will dive deep into fringe knowledge of lost, hidden, and suppressed truths about the nature of our reality. The decoding process can be uncomfortable and at times frightening. However, you are not alone on this journey of understanding. Welcome to the Shadow Band Podcast, and welcome home.
We still haven't wrote the gent version of that song yet, so I do apologize.
Can it get harder, though?
I mean,
the hardest intro in the game, dude.
It can definitely hit harder. I mean,
I think we could, dude.
That's what I'm saying. Slap it on the H string or something, yeah. Dude. It's going to go hard.
Dang, girl. We got the hardest intro in the game.
For sure. For sure, dude. Absolutely. But yes, we are back again with the greatest show you've ever heard in your entire lives, ever and ever will. So you're welcome. We got another guest. We got somebody actually I've been interacting with through the metaverse for quite some time now. We've got Creamer. Everybody loves Creamer. Hi, Creamer.
You're welcome.
All right, great. Fantastic.
I like how you did that, dude. You just said you're welcome for the episode. Yeah, I'm not thanking anybody for watching anymore.
That's my thing. Yeah, dude. Anyway, so yeah, we've got the man, the myth, the legend from the Hush Hush Society Conspiracy Hour. Declassified, Dave. What is up, my friend?
Not much.
Do I have a
happy to be here, guys. I'm excited.
Are you
excited to be on? I am.
Yeah. Clap track, dude. I like that.
Thrilled. Yeah, I like that too. That adds a lot.
That's a lot, dude.
Yeah.
People don't know we shoot this in front of a live studio audience.
Yeah, we do actually. In fact, so you're welcome for that as well. But that's good. I'm glad that you're excited, Dave, because I'm also excited. You don't have to really be excited, but I appreciate you making us feel good about saying that you're excited. So it's always good. But yeah, so we, I'm going to say I showed up today with absolutely nothing in my pocket to show or share with you guys because I've been a busy, busy boy. But luckily, Dave had some ideas on some things we might be able to talk about. So before we waste all of our time, I'm just going to ask Dave, what do you want to talk about first, man?
I think the most current thing. Let's talk about the Georgia Guidestones and who blew them up.
You got any theories on it?
I saw one on Reddit last night where it was a lightning bolt. And I was like, that's one hell of a lightning bolt, man.
Okay. I saw this as well. And at first I was like, makes perfect sense, right? You got these like evil lizard people, scumbag occultists, motherfuckers that are like erecting these monuments that talk about New World Order agenda, right? And then you talked about, you know, end times and like prophecies and all these things. And then you're like, oh yeah, lightning took it out. Like, of course, duh. But I don't think so. I saw a video and now this might not have even been real, right? Who knows what's real anymore, but it was a video of the Guidestones that night, and you can see somebody in the background like running over to the stones and then taking off like a couple minutes later, and then like they explode.
I mean, it wouldn't be out of the realm of possibility that somebody that likes explosives decided to sneak onto the grounds, because it's in a pretty remote area of Georgia, right? I mean, it's north of Atlanta.
Yeah, Elberton.
Yeah,
it's somewhere north of Florida for sure. But does the Guidestones just get recorded all night every night?
Yeah, there's like security camera or cameras over there, I suppose. Well, there's been a lot of vandalism.
They have better surveillance on the Guidestones than they did Epstein
or the Pentagon. Yeah.
What the heck?
I didn't even think about that, dude. Wait a second. Hold up. Rewind.
Better surveillance in the middle of nowhere in Georgia on some Guidestones, and they can't keep something tracking on Epstein.
Bro, That just blew my mind, dude. They've got a live cam. Well, maybe it's not live. They got a freaking security camera on the Georgia Guidestones.
HD video, too.
At 4 o'clock in the morning, but we still don't have a video of a plane hitting the Pentagon.
No, we don't. Unfortunately.
Well, is it because the plane didn't hit the Pentagon?
I don't want to get into 9/11. Oh my God.
Don't be such an extremist, Creamer.
How do we know the Guidestones are gone?
It's true. That's who's in Georgia right now that wants to head out there.
Yeah, somebody. You know. We have an audience in Georgia. Go and take pictures of the Guidestones down. We have to confirm this.
Yeah. Yeah, because I don't trust the news, that's for sure, and that's really all we're getting. I mean, dude, we're not far. Honestly, I think I looked it up once. I think we can get there in like 8 hours if we start driving.
Yeah, well, and here's what Biden did, right? He made the gas prices super expensive, so we can't do it.
Can't find those monoliths.
It's all connected, dude.
Bro, what if that's the whole reason, dude?
Just so you can't. Well, I mean, you're doing less, you know? You can't do that family trip that you usually do if you're driving there.
We were going to go hunt for Bigfoot. Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, even flights, like, that's money. That's gas.
Yeah, dude. Yeah. I don't know. So I came across some stuff about the Guidestones, and I'm not like super well versed in like all of the occult shit, right? Like I kind of get it. I can see things and see patterns and a couple numbers, and I'm like, okay, this was something fishy, but I don't like fully know the breakdown like some of these guys do, right? But you know, the time, hold on, I'm just gonna find what I saw, because if I try to say it without looking at it, I'm gonna sound like a freaking moron. So just bear with me for a second. Have
Jamie fact check you.
Yeah, that up, Jamie.
Alex Jones. There's a time capsule in there too. I didn't know about.
They didn't find it. Apparently, they didn't find it. What? They probably did. They probably did.
Dude, of course they did. If there was one there, of course they did.
What do you think would be in it, though?
That's a good question.
Like, yeah, probably dude. Okay, realistically, what are things worth saving?
Walt Disney's head or something like
slime
that.
Slime from Slime Time Live back in the day. Like, what? Honestly, what is worth saving? Nothing.
Yeah, dude. I don't know, bro, but where's... Oh, did I find it? Is this it? Okay. So, I have a video. Here's the video of the explosion happening at the Georgia Guidestones. And there's a timestamp on it because it's a CCTV camera, right? So, the timestamp is 4:03 and 33 seconds.
Hmm.
33? Huh? Hmm? And then it says... Okay, so this is New York Patriot, right? We all know and love New York Patriot. New York Patriot says at 4:03:33, the planetary hour of the Guidestones explosion was the hour of Mars for Tuesday before the sun rises on Wednesday. Tuesday is also associated with Mars as well. Seems rather fitting for chaos, change, and destruction. And toss in that 33 seconds, too.
Hmm. I did see something on Twitter.
Might have been them. And I posted this. So it happened on July the 6th, right? 7/6, which is George Bush's 76th birthday, who was in Skull and Bones, represented by the number 322. And the Guidestones were unveiled March 22nd. 3/22.
Time capsule probably just has some skull and bones in it, dude.
Yeah, can you imagine?
It's just like a cool. Big, yeah, it's a big basket of skull and bones. Who's?
it's one of George Bush's like just personal items.
I'm gonna need this later.
Yeah, dude.
We hid those weapons of mass destruction under here.
Yeah, there it is. That's what's down there for sure, dude. 100%.
Flight codes are down there.
I don't know. Listen, here's the thing, right? So obviously the internet blows up and all the truthers and conspiracy theorists are like, look, man, like they're taken out. We took them out, bro. Look at the numbers and the dates. I just did it right now, right? So that's what we're all doing for the last week. But then I'm like, well, wait a minute. that's got to be the plan to keep us, like, it's a ritual, right? Is what happened. They just pull off a ritual and they got all of us to pay attention to it
while other things were going on this way.
While other things were going on. So it's like double whammy. Not only are we like giving our energy to this ritual that they just did, but also distracting us from Ghislaine Maxwell being put on suicide watch in prison.
Well, hang out for that one, guys.
There's going to be no CCTV of that.
No, we lost the VHS tape that we still use in our facility.
Yeah, already, before it even happened. We already lost it, guys. Just let you know. Don't ask.
Yeah, the Guidestones are weird because, you know, they have all of the, it was like out there for everybody to see, just like fuel for every conspiracy theory, you know, depopulation, secret societies. I mean, it had everything on it. Yeah. And then, you know, built kind of weird, kind of out there. You know, there's three of them. They were, you know, unveiled on three, you know, they got the dates. It's like, it's all really obvious stuff.
It's kind of, you'd expect.
Yeah. If you were going to be like, well, what's the sign? You know, what's the secret society? Where, you know, and it's like, there's the Guidestones. Like, even Guidestone sounds like something out of Skyrim. Like, it's just, it's weird. So for them to like explode out of nowhere, it's almost like it's bringing relevance to them again when they, you know, they were irrelevant, I guess. I don't know.
Well, you ask anybody before the 6th if they've heard of the Georgia Guidestones, and you wouldn't get a soul that would know what it is. I think the interesting thing, I think you guys pointed it out recently in one of your episodes where you're talking about how the human population is not as big as what they claim it is. And one of the first lines on the Georgia Guidestones is maintain humanity under 500,000, I believe.
500 million.
500 million. Yeah, 500 million, which.
Dude, I mean, 500,000 would rip, dude.
Yeah, that'll be wild,
holy
right?
Crap, dude.
But even 500 million, like, that's, if you're talking about what, 7.6, 7.8 billion of us right now, like, is it really feasible that like 85 to 90% of us are just gone?
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah.
It is feasible, because I mean, that's the roughly the percentage of people who took the thing.
Yeah, I guess if their statistics are accurate.
Yeah, see, this is the thing, dude. This is where conspiracy theories just, they go like awry, because it's like you can't trust anything. It's like everybody's taking the jab, nobody can take it, but it's like, what if they're not? And you're like, oh, well, what do they want me to believe? I don't know. Do they want me to be in fear? Or do they want me to challenge it so that way I'm ostracized? I don't know.
Well, see, that's what I think the Georgia Guidestones were to begin with. I think that they've literally just been a monument to invoke fear and, you know, anxiety, like a lot of things, right? Like the parasites, they feed off of fear and anxiety and all these negative emotions, right? So those things being erected on the day that they were erected, I mean, the whole thing, right? It just stokes the flame, right? And it gets truthers in that vibrational state where we're like anxious and or fearful or whatever the case is, when in reality, these people have no control, no power. All they're doing is feeding off our negative energy like a battery. And I think that the ritual of it blowing up is kind of the same thing. It's just like, oh, look, it blew up, right? So like, now you have like this whole new set of theories that go on to it. And it's just like, they're just feeding on us, bro. Feeding on our energy.
Saturn moon matrix. Oh yeah.
Don't get me started. You guys talked to David Icke, right?
We did. And all of our stuff has been removed off of YouTube within 20 minutes of uploading it. So,
okay. You and I are going to talk after this, because I'm going to need, I have his contact info, but he's never responded. So
it took us months.
Okay. It's not just
months.
Me then.
Yeah. Like 7 months before we got like in full contact with him.
Okay. All right. I'll let it slide. I'm just going to spam him.
Yeah. That's probably the way to do it. But I think the thing about the Guidestones is that they're not everything that's on it is really negative, which makes it perplexing. Cause it's like, if you're talking about dropping humanity to 500 million, and we're talking about that might be like how many people got the jab, and that's the people that survive what's coming next. That's like, I mean, obviously that's a negative thing, but then there's things like unite humanity with a living new language that might be negative to certain, I guess, cultural beliefs, but as a whole, you know, I think that that's probably kind of a positive. And then be not a cancer of the earth, leave room for nature. We're sure as hell not doing that right now. So it's kind of contradicts. So the Guidestones are really weird because there's some sketchy shit that's on it, but then there's some stuff you're like, oh, well, we should be doing that, but we're not.
That's how all real bad guys are, though.
Yeah.
They're not like, you know, zipper up the back with the, you know, the devil tail and the horns. They're like, good. But they got a little weirdness in there, but they're pretty good. And then you're like, yeah, you know, he's a nice guy. He's a little weird, but he's a nice guy. And then he comes in and he kills everybody.
Yeah.
Dang, he was a nice guy. I could have never seen it happen.
There's a lot of those.
I mean,
every documentary of every serial killer, every cult leader, every one of them is like, he was the nicest guy. I would have never seen it coming. I lived by him for 25 years. He was just a nice guy. You say hi and all this stuff. And you're like, oh, yeah. But then, you know, he's strangling people in the basement. So, yeah, I think look at Bill Gates. Look at all the great stuff Bill Gates does. Look at all the billions of dollars he gives away. This dude is trying to ID every single human being on the planet and have his own archive of it.
Yeah. Yes.
Sinister stuff, dude.
Well, that's the thing, right? That's how they do it. It's the Save the Puppies Bill thing that I talk about all the time. Sounds great. Sounds great on paper, right? But then there's something in there that just fucks it all up, right? On purpose. But that's a good point, though, because like if you think about, you know, they're talking about don't be a cancer on the earth, leave room for nature. And it's like, and then uniting the whole world's populations under one new living language. If you ask me, my interpretation of that is scientism, right? Scientism, the new religion of science, that's the new living language that we're going to unite the world around. Trust the science. Whatever the lab coat dude says, that's the facts.
See, thinking of it that way is completely different then. Yeah.
You see what I'm saying? And then like leave room for nature. And it's like, well, you know, if we just wipe out 90% of the population, check that one off too.
Yeah.
Two birds, one stone, dude.
Yeah. So yeah, I don't
it's
know.
Definitely weird. Ever since I learned about them, I'm like, those are weird. But then it's like, what is the purpose of them? I just the purpose of it even just weirded me out. And now they got exploded and excavated and all this kind of stuff. It's like, what's going on? It's like weird just for the sake of being weird.
If you're taking the graffiti that's been on it for years, you know, a lot of it's NWO related. So if you're going from the numerology that we're talking about and then the Masons making it, I mean, that goes hand in hand with a lot of that stuff. So, and then us not even knowing who actually built it, correct? So like, you know, they just kind of showed up. That would make sense for an organization that's got unlimited money and can sneak in and out of the night, you know?
Yep. R.C. Christian was his name, quote unquote. Which is weird. That's a weird pseudonym.
Just like DB Cooper is like a weird pseudonym. Yeah.
You seen the acting CEO of Google's name?
I messaged Jeff. What is it?
His name is Nate Higgers. I was like, this can't be real. So I Googled it, which means it's definitely real. Dude.
That's funny, dude. Oh, you laughed so hard your camera went out of focus, dude. That's good.
Camera's laughing.
Oh, that's funny, bro. Yeah, that's wild. Yeah, I don't know, man. Fuck the Georgia Guidestones. That's all I know. Next.
CERN.
Okay, yeah. So we
got you.
Yeah. So CERN, bro. I said this on the last
weird storms, dude.
Okay, listen, the storms thing is weird.
Get weird.
Green skies and the weird cloud formations and stuff.
Yeah.
We've all talked about it on the Facebook group, especially with the Infinite Rabbit Hole Facebook group, where everybody's going back and forth and you're like, yeah, I've seen tornadic weather where it's been skies, not as green as the light that's hitting me, but you know, you can see the hue of green and gray and you know, you're like, all right, this is about to be a shitty thunderstorm. But that was, I mean, I don't know. Some of those pictures were panoramas. So they definitely were, the saturation could have been bumped up in some of those pictures, but there's video. Mm-hmm. Of like people with just regular cell phones, and the average Joe is not editing video once they put it up on TikTok. So, you know,
all I got to say, I got one thing to say, Stranger Things.
It's ironic that finishes the season. They make it, the, you know, season 4, they make it available right at the time when all that stuff, it's like another trying to desensitize people to like what could be coming. And
predictive programming, dude.
Yeah. And Stranger Things is a cool TV show in itself, with like the Montauk Project and everything they talk about and all the portals and stuff. Actually, one thing I just found like 5 minutes ago, real quick. Have you heard of the Celesta? Just found this on space.com from published three hours ago. CERN will launch its first satellite this week, a new European rideshare rocket.
What is it? How is it spelled? C-E-L-E-S-T-E?
Yeah, here. I got... I'll send you the link.
That's the name of the satellite?
Yeah, Celesta. It's space.com, and it says Celesta extends the work being done by the Large Hadron Collider into space.
They're doing the Hadron Collider in space?
Something. It looks tiny.
Oh, gross.
Aims to extend radiation studies conducted by CERN into space.
Gross. Whoa, dude. I searched this on the Brave browser right now, and one of the results is Celeste satellite birds.
What?
Hold up. I'm going to have to save that one for later. Yeah, dude. Okay, listen. I don't know what CERN is doing. Actually, that's not true. I know exactly what CERN's doing, bro. I've said this. We said this on the last episode. The head of CERN came out and said we're peering into other dimensions and we're bringing back data. That's what they're doing. Now, is that...
Go ahead, man.
I was just going to say, like, is that causing the Mandela effects? Is that causing the green skies? Is that causing the lightning to strike the fucking Georgia guy? I don't know. But I know that they're bringing data from one dimension into ours. And, like, that's got to be doing something.
Yeah, I mean, whatever. I mean, the amount of energy that they're producing and that, you know, with that machine is insane. You know, if they're and then they found three new types of particles recently, like in the most recent firing up of it. And didn't one guy, I don't know if it's still on the internet or not, but one of the employees from CERN, I don't know if it was the director, but had said, like you said, they're peering into other dimensions. But he went even further to say to try to make contact with interdimensional beings to save us from extraterrestrials that are in our dimension. I don't know. I saw it on Twitter. It might have been Reddit as well that I initially clicked on it, but
I believe it.
Yeah.
You know, but like, where are these new particles that they're discovering coming from? They're not here already. We would have discovered
them. Here. No, they are here.
No.
That's the thing with the Hadron Collider. Like, because when CERN, I don't see when they first started doing this, but like in 2000, it had to be like 12, maybe.
12.
Way early. I went and I read as many of their scientific journals as I could because they published them every day on their website. So I just went through and I was reading and listening. I watched so many hours of video, just like content from their scientists. And they were saying that the Hadron Collider, all they're using, the whole purpose of it is to collide these particles at the speed of light, basically. Sorry, FBI almost got me. and the only reason they even know to do this and look for what they're looking for is because it happens in the universe all the time. And these little tiny black holes happen all the time. So like when these two particles hit at the speed of light, the energy that's created somehow like inverse, something happens and a like microscopic black hole happens. And so they observed it in the universe. They actually saw it in the Earth. The particles, whatever light particles were coming in and colliding with things in the Earth's crust and causing these little black holes in their little detectors or whatever. So then they said, oh, let's do this in a controlled environment. Let's blast them around this ring and eventually one's going to hit and we're going to have the sensors in there and we can see it. And so from breaking these particles apart, they can find quarks and these little, you know, even smaller things that they weren't able to detect all the time that they'd only theorized of. Gluons and stuff they can't actually see. They theorized that they were there, but now they can actually see them.
Well, this is what
I don't know how this turns into a portal though. Like,
well, this is what I'm saying, bro. Like, here's what I think, man. I don't think that they theorize I don't think they actually theorize that these particles might exist. And if we do all these things, then maybe we'll come across these particles. No, what I think happens is they run an experiment, right? Open a portal, bring back data, which is new particles. And then they're like, we theorized that these existed already here in our universe. In reality, we just brought this from the alternate universe. And this is a new particle to us. Because it doesn't exist here until now.
I just had an idea.
Yeah.
Remember in the last episode we were talking about the pyramids and like what are their purpose? Mm. And they were gold, right? The the caps were all gold.
Yeah, most definitely.
I was watching a video right after that, I think the next day, and they were saying that the reason why they want to put gold particles in the atmosphere is it's the most reflective, lightest material we have on Earth. We've never found anything that has the properties that gold has. It is truly unique. It's the most reflective metal. It's the lightest, thinnest. It has all the all the characteristics. If CERN is getting photons and stuff and these light particles to hit each other at light speed, what if, right, the sun is shining in and the celestial, you know, everything aligns up, it hits the pyramids and it's hitting them in such a way that they're creating basically what CERN is doing, but just like volumetrically.
Like dispersing them?
Well, if it's making, CERN says it's making little black holes. Very, very microscopic black holes. So if you were doing this on a scale of the caps of the pyramids, you know, and that light's just, and you're creating just black hole, and you're just
large portal
compounding area. The black holes, and then you could just out. And you're lined up with Orion or Orion's belt. So if that was opening up like a, and you're out of here. I'm freaking genius, dude.
That's what the show Stargate, the movie Stargate was about.
That's exactly what Stargate was.
Yeah.
It's almost like I thought of it myself.
Well, no, that's a good thought, dude, because one of the theories about CERN is that they're merging realities. They're looking for a reality where, like, the Illuminati has full control, and they're trying to merge that into our reality, right? Like, it's the only way that they're going to take full control is to find another reality where they already have it and, boom, merge it with ours, and they're good. What if that's what happened? Because if you look at the symbology going back to, like, ancient Egypt, even before that, ancient Sumeria, so on and so forth, it's the same symbology. In fact, like, you know, people like Sam Tripoli and other people, they'll say things like, you know, Rome never went away. It just rebranded, and we're currently living in it.
Yeah, I've been saying stuff like that too. Because when you look at, like, I mean, Rome, for example, you look at them, like, the first construction of Dover Castle in England is originally Roman, and you're like, they went everywhere, and that's a long way to go on foot if they were on foot. Imagine if they were floating around on, like, actual, like, space chariots. Rome was way cooler than we think it was.
Yeah, dude. But what if they merged a reality with another reality way back then? And that's why, like, what we think of in the fake history books of Rome, like, collapse, and then, like, but maybe that's not what happened. Maybe they opened a portal and merged another reality, and boom, now they're the West, right? Now it's like a whole different thing with the same.
I guess going through, I mean, how many times have we rediscovered this technology, whatever we're doing now? Because in more recent times, what it was 2010, 2012, 2015, I think it's been quite some time. I think maybe 2019 they may have done something there, but, like, all these fire ups of this, how many, I mean, have we ever, has, I'm sure somebody has looked, but has somebody looked at all the events in our world that are really just, like, even like mass shootings, like stuff like that, that are just, like, it's not normal for us to see? When do some of these events correlate with, like, not directly on the day, but after? When does things start changing? Because I've always had this conversation with friends, and I was like, when did everything just get kind of trippy? And they're like, 2015. And at least when I started to notice, like,
everybody said, 2015.
What the fuck is going on here, man? Like, you know.
Well, no, that's a good point, dude. Because, I mean, look, we just talked about the Georgia Guidestones. Like, that happened the same day or the next day.
Yeah.
You know? That's just one example.
It was the next day. Yeah. Yeah, it was the next day.
Bro, I don't know, man. CERN.
I always thought that once I learned about CERN and kind of what they were doing, I was like, you know, it almost seems like they're trying to back engineer something we knew at one time. Because, like, cross culturally, I mean, you're talking about all cultures pretty much have some sort of ascension, descension sort of story. Or mythology, right? You've got, like, the Norse with Asgard, they got Midgar, they got, I don't know what the Logard is, but, and then they have, like, the bridge, the Bifrost Bridge, which is like the teleport, that will take you from one, from Asgard to Midgard or whatever, right? And there's a guardian. The Bible, there's two instances of it, right? Clearly, the pyramids were not made by Jewish slaves. That those were pre-flood. Those were back with the Nephilim and back with when Enoch says the man knew not, learned things he was not supposed to know about the stars and the earth. He was not supposed to know this stuff. Then it happens again with the Tower of Babel after the flood. Somehow there's a renaissance of all this knowledge and they're trying to get to heaven. And you've got the Greeks, they're talking about, you know, a Mount Olympus. And if you can climb Mount Olympus, like there's always this ascension thing. And there's clearly some lost technology. You've got pyramids all over the world. Possibly we saw in the last episode, there's one in the Arctic.
Antarctic.
Yeah. Yeah. There's some suspect looking formations in Antarctica that
very much
resemble.
There's definitely lost technology there. And to me, I'm like, we knew something and we didn't figure it out. I believe somehow we were taught this stuff. And then we've been just continually trying to back engineer it. But the problem is war. We keep getting fighting with everybody. But this is the only time that there hasn't been war like it's been ever since the nukes were made. Nobody's gone in full-scale war. Nobody's been wiped off the planet. And now there's like
except the threat Uyghurs.
Of that kind of violent. Yeah, I mean, yeah. But that's not happening though, right? The threat of violence is so great that everyone's just like, hold it. And then now the elites, just punched my mic. All the elites now have time to go back and like, okay, we're not getting blown up. We don't have to develop weapons or anything like that. We can go and like try to, you know, what's in the Antarctic? What's in the Arctic? What did the Egyptians, not the Egyptians, but those people know back then? What's the pyramids? Oh, you think they haven't there's no way they didn't figure this stuff out. And they're just like, well, how do we make it happen? You can't go and gold plate the pyramids again. So
yeah, that'd be one hell of an endeavor. Even in
that'd be so sick to see. Like the base is all white and then the caps are all gold. It'd be crazy to see, but it's like, you can't go and do that again. And the aligning of everything is not what it was then. So I think they're just back engineering it.
Yeah. Trying to find, I think that's what we've done ever since the reset. I think a lot of people, especially like the flood story, I think a lot of people don't even know.
You don't get more of a great reset than that.
Yeah. A lot of people don't know that that's a, I guess it was like a worldwide thing, you know, that almost every civilization has a flood story that dates back to a very similar date.
The oldest Chinese literature that exists is of the flood.
Yeah. And it makes sense.
I mean, they go all the way back, oldest. And then obviously Graham Hancock, I think, was talking about the pyramids are clearly eroded by water.
Yeah, the Sphinx too. Mm-hmm. I think Sphinx, Jeff, you had mentioned Robert Schock. I read a couple of his stuff and I've been fascinated with that for well over a decade. So I'm really, really into the Egyptian stuff because obviously, even when you look at aerial views of the pyramids, you can see how close they are to the old river, to where the Nile River was at one point, and how deep and big, much bigger that river system must have been at one point. And so that's why it's like these things are definitely, they're obviously not tombs. So they're obviously some type of technology, like you said, that we've been trying to back engineer, but those things are not 2000, 3000, 4000 years old. Those things are they were at a time when people were, it's, you know, the climate was probably more like almost like the jungles more south, you know. It's really strange with that stuff. So I think them trying to open a portal, you broke my brain a little bit with the whole like bringing back something, you know, like bringing back like a reality, because if we've been told nothing but bullshit for the last 8,000 years or so of our recorded history, then how many times has it changed? Because we edit volumes of things like encyclopedias and stuff like that, and dictionaries. When I'm sure the word yeet is in the Webster dictionary now, at, you know, and you know, so we update all that stuff. The one, another flood thing that has been really just kind of, I haven't really heard about it until maybe about a year ago, was the whole mud flood, the 1800s, that reset. Is that when we're in, could that have been a reset? Cause you see all those buildings that are, you know, cities, right, underneath cities. And it's just really strange to see that this happened again. And could that have been them opening up something where it's like this deluge of mud, or could it have just been natural? But there was definitely something that happened. I watched a video on the mud flood thing today, and I saw all the photographs of the buildings from the 1800s. It's all just like, they're empty streets. You see like a couple people just sitting there, and they're all just, they almost look like bewildered. Like they just saw, like, you know, like you go outside before a hurricane or after a hurricane to assess the damage, or, you know, see what's coming. So it's really, that's really strange. And I think that might've been, cause there's so much shit about the 1800s that we have not been told. And yeah, I think it's a really pivotal time period. So could we have opened up, is this technology just something that has been passed down? Cause there's that gear that they found underwater or wherever
That
looks, that looks very reminiscent to a, you know, small scale version of CERN. I mean, could we have, could you imagine having that like as like a fanny pack and just open a portal up and.
Well, in my opinion, they represented that device. I forget what it's called. It's like the first computer ever that they found at the bottom of an ocean and a shipwreck or some shit. They represented that in the Avengers movies with the Tesseract, right? Mm-hmm. And like this Tesseract, this cube, go fucking figure, right? Like had this power to like do whatever, right? Open portals, all kinds of shit. But I think, man, I have like a working theory on this. I think the resets happen all the time, like every couple hundred years, maybe, right? Going back 100,000 years or something. I think,
yeah.
I don't think that they're trying to reverse engineer the technology to do this. I think they've had this technology and kept it a secret forever, right? Like, I mean, the Ark of the Covenant, right? Like you open it up, like it causes burn, like it would kill you. Like it's a dangerous device.
It's a radioactive piece of equipment.
And I think that's just like the mythology or the story that they, you know, people created these word of mouth stories about things that they were seeing. But I think that they do this all the time. I think that, you know, going back to the Georgia Guidestones, you know, keep the population at 500 million. I think once the population gets so big and we get so smart and the people start talking about things we're not supposed to talk about, we start questioning authority and we're just not being good little sheep anymore, that's when they start doing all the things to cause a reset, like spraying chemtrails in the sky to block out the sun, to create a more greenhouse effect on the earth, right? To open portals with CERN, to merge realities with other things, to, you know, put GMOs and pesticides in all the food so that we're all dying of cancer all the time. And it's just like all of these things, they probably spend 100 years, like, all right, let's just get this shit together for 100 years and fuck everybody up. And then boom, the reset will happen. Mud flood, real flood, you know, fire from the heavens, whatever it is. Like, I think they're doing it on purpose. It's like culling the herd.
Yeah.
Yeah. There's a, my dad, I spoke with him last week about, after we had talked about the pyramids and stuff, I was like, what do you think? 'Cause my dad, he's like the most studious in the Bible. He's been reading it nonstop every day for 20 years. He probably has enough notes in the margins of his Bible to rewrite the Bible. I mean, like, I'm telling you, he's sick with it. So I was like, what do you think? And he's like, I don't know, man. It's definitely weird. He's like, I've thought about the idea of like people are trying to escape Earth, right? If you're a betting man, right? And you got to look at what these religions say about the Armageddon and all this kind of stuff. It all has to do with the Earth. If you could get off the Earth, you're good. What if the pyramids were beaming you out into space? What's out there? it's definitely an escape from here. The Tower of Babel, that was a way to get off of Earth. You've got Elon Musk trying to populate Mars now and terraform Mars, trying to get off the Earth. And the, you know, everybody's trying to get out. And he's like, who knows? Maybe, you know, if the pyramids were a way to get you out of here, and if the Tower of Babel is a way to get you out of here, and if the Mars is a way to get out of here, maybe what CERN is doing is they're trying to find a way to get out of here. Because they're not willing to bet that.
Yeah, makes sense.
Everything they built is just going to get smoked.
I believe it, especially if they know that the coaling is coming, right? Like, yeah. If they're the ones that are coaling the population every so often, and they know, like, hey, look, this is going to be bad. And even though we're like the top of the pyramid, right? Like, we could still be affected by this coaling. So we got to figure out ways. I believe in breakaway civilizations, right? As much as I talk about like space is fake and shit, you know, like, I do believe that all of that black budget, the $55 trillion or whatever it is that we're in debt now, right? I think a big chunk of that is going straight into black budget technologies for breakaway civilizations. Dude, I had somebody, okay, I'm not going to say who it was because he asked me, he told me this off air one day. He was telling me that here at NASA, right here, 10 minutes from my house, he says that they have a giant underground base facility, and they're building a ship down there that's like 10 times the size of the Empire State Building.
Jesse Ventura? Is that who it was?
I don't answer questions. But I was like, I mean, obviously, who knows, right? Like, the guy could just be out of his mind. I don't know. But like, I'm thinking to myself, like, this makes sense to me, knowing that they do breakaway civilization shit and that we're just printing money. And honestly, if you're doing breakaway civilization, you don't need the money. Forget about the debt, right? Like, they could just be doing it to do it, you know? So who knows, man? Maybe CERN is opening up portals like Stargate, so that they can get their massive clone army off the planet.
Yeah, I mean, they just got to get somewhere else. I mean, to me, it sounds like everybody's trying to hedge their bets. They know that things are happening. They know that things are happening. There's a prophecy in Jewish culture that when the every however many years they have to sacrifice a perfect blemishless red cow. And they can't do any like crossbreeding or whatever. It just has to naturally occur. A red cow is born and they have to slaughter that cow in the temple. And once that happens, that's like the second coming of Christ. Right. And they have one. And they've been like manicuring this thing for years now. And they're ready over there. So in like Revelation, when the what is it called? The desolation of the consecration or something like that. I can't remember what it's called. The Antichrist goes and kills he slaughters a pig on the Bema seat.
Like desecrates in,
Yeah, he desecrates the temple. Right. The temple is built. They rebuild Solomon's temple. Israel right now, they have it all done. They just need that temple mount that the Muslims have right now.
Palestine.
Yeah, they need that temple mount. As soon as they have it, they have all the tools. They have all the altars. It's all built, all gold, all everything. And they have the cow to slaughter. It's alive. They've had it. It's like cows don't live that long. Is alive. They have it. There's a guy that used to visit my church and he lives in Israel. And he's like, you guys don't understand how ready Israel is for this prophecy to be fulfilled. I mean, they're just waiting. And it's been like 170 years or something since the last one. Huh. The last cow that they thought. They were like, this is it. They were ready then. They're ready again.
So my question is, is the second coming really the second coming, or is it like the 5,000th coming? Because this reset happens all the time, and like I just think before.
I think that it's going to happen just like, so like They were trying to do something with the pyramids, flood. They were trying to do something with the Tower of Babel, flood. Or not flood, mixed up the languages. They were, who knows what the Nazis were doing, man. And you get
everything conspiracy.
They were trying to get crazy stuff. And then nukes. We're dropping nukes on people. You know what I mean? And it's things get, every time we get close, things get crazy.
And then CERN opens a portal.
CERN's now going crazy. It only makes sense that now some other event that has to massively set us back so we don't get off the planet happens.
Wait a minute. Have either of you
Yellowstone
guys,
could blow up? I don't, who knows?
Have either of you guys seen any footage of CERN being built?
No.
Like the Hadron Collider or the actual facility in Switzerland?
The Hadron Collider.
No, I've never.
Maybe it's been there the whole time.
Dude, what if it's been there, dude? Oh man, bro. Bro, what if it's been there, dude?
All right, listen,
that's
whatever.
An interesting thought.
They're killing, we're all gonna die from CERN. Thanks. Anyways, next. What's next, Dave? What do we got next?
Let's see, what do we got?
We're gonna go down the rabbit hole of CERN for like 5 hours.
We could.
Dude,
we
really could.
Oh man.
I think I answered one of your other questions too that you had about when did history reset or something.
Yeah. The nukes, man. That's the one thing. We want to elaborate on that on our show at some point. We might do it on Patreon. But what do you, like, I guess to start that out, what do you think they dropped on Japan? Like, what type of bomb? Just a big motherfucking bomb.
Yeah.
Yeah. Just dude, a monster ass bomb.
Nasties, dude. We dropped the nasty stuff on them after they surrendered.
So fucked up.
It's so messed up, dude.
Yeah. No, I definitely don't think we dropped nukes. And here's why I say that, because people live in those cities now.
Mm-hmm.
Where's the radiation and then whatever, right? It's supposed to be like 1,000 years. You can't live somewhere. I mean, look at Chernobyl, right? Like,
I think the amount of radioactivity was different between the bomb and that. The radioactive, I mean, a nuclear reactor has a lot more fallout than a bomb does.
Sounds convenient.
Sure.
Yeah.
They developed the idea of nukes for one specific reason. It was the same reason that they lied about landing on the moon. Okay. It was because we were in this Cold War era, right? And we had to show dominance without actually showing dominance. So we did things like, oh, we were the first ones to land on the moon. Checkmate. Oh, we developed nukes. Checkmate. Right. And it's just, it's bullshit. It's a fear tactic. It's just to keep everybody in line. And I think now at this point, other world leaders who are all involved with each other, right? Like, we're at war, but we get along in Antarctica. We get along on the International Space Station. Yet we hate each other's guts everywhere else. So they're all actually buddy-buddy. I think they just signed a truce at some point. They're like, hey, let's just keep the nuke thing. This is good for the fear battery food, right? Let's just keep it going.
Yeah. I guess, like, what about... because like we developed what nuclear weapons allegedly in the 40s, right? So that was the end of World War II. I mean, obviously we must have known what the Nazis were, what we were dealing with the technology that they had, because the only way to maybe stop that, you know, and them being allies with Japan could have the technology that they have. Could we have created something? Obviously just a big bomb, but if, you know, obviously it being a scare tactic, could have we been completely just and utterly like, fuck, dude, there's nothing else we can do other than create something or tell them that we have something that does this in like a video clip or something. And because there is so many accounts that Germany, you talk about breakaway civilizations, that in the 30s, Germany was breaking away off world or whatever, going mm-hmm. to different, whether it be different dimensions or Mars, the moon, or other whatever bodies that they claimed. I think it was the book Dark Fleet that is mm-hmm. kind of a far-fetched version, but there's a lot of, we talk about now, Space Force. I mean, and what was found, I forget, with the WikiLeaks stuff, I think it was, where they found Excel spreadsheets with actual people that had actual, you know, military ranks and actual ship numbers that would, you know, like an insignia that would look like something that's nothing than the Navy has, at least in the nautical realm. You know, it's really interesting to think, like, could we have created and then kept going through the Cold War, because we were dealing with we were doing the same thing. We were fighting to get to space. What was it, 57 when Sputnik was launched?
Yeah, 50s some point, yeah.
So whenever that happened, that's another point. Shit, the Russians got up there. So we got to get up there too. And we got to make the arsenal bigger. So was the Cuban Missile Crisis completely a fabricated story?
Yeah.
To make people scared shitless?
Yeah. That's a whole thing by itself, dude. I mean, you look at Operation Northwoods with the Gulf of Tonkin incident, right? Like the whole reason we went to Vietnam was because the Gulf of Tonkin never happened, right? That we were literally like planning, the Joint Chiefs of Staff all greenlit Operation Northwoods, right? Do false flag attacks, blame it on the Cubans so that we have a reason to go in there. Kennedy said no. What happens to Kennedy, right? So, yeah, no, I totally think that the Cuban Missile Crisis, like, oh, they got nukes on Cuba and they're pointed right at us, and like, no, absolutely not. It's just all so convenient, right? How they magically develop these nuclear weapons that can like destroy everything in the entire world. Everybody be scared. I mean, you think about how much fear they put in people back in the 60s and the 70s from nukes. They had drills in schools. I don't know if you guys remember, like here in Florida, we had tornado drills at school, right? Like a couple times a year.
They did like, in New York today.
What, a tornado drill?
No, a nuclear drill.
See, I mean, they're still doing it, right? But you have a whole generation of people, not just in America, but all around the world, who were like scared out of their minds as little kids that we could get nuked, hide under your desk. So that's a lot of fear. I think food.
It's two birds, one stone. Because these people are like professional economists. They know how to take this and turn it into this with everything. So it's like, yeah, you could drop nukes. It's possible. I'm sure we have the technology. I mean, I've seen some of the like direct energy weapons we have. You could mix plutonium, whatever, 233, and blow something up crazy. I mean, there's videos of it. You can look at the mapping of every nuke that's been detonated in the desert in America. I'm sure. But it's oddly convenient that we do something so catastrophic, so fast, and then the war's over, and then we take all of their scientists.
One of our episodes almost, coming up.
It's almost like, yeah, dude. Yeah, exactly. It's almost like we were like, hey, hold on. They're onto something. Let's end this whole thing, right? Let's end it. Let's end it quick. And let's get you guys over here and let's talk. Let's figure out what's going on. This could be beneficial for everybody. Well, how do we just end it? You're the bad guys. We'll blow up some Japanese people. You guys come over here. I mean, literally, I mean, these people are ruthless. Seriously, I mean, they're ruthless. I didn't say that. Okay.
People don't know that some of the creators of NASA, like Wernher von Braun, like the dude used to hang people outside his factories in Germany. Who were the slowest workers. And like people are like, no, well, he's the head of NASA. Yeah, he's also a psychopath too. Mm-hmm. And I mean, if
Hugo Boss made the Nazis, they made the Nazi uniforms. Blood money.
I think a lot of it goes back to the Nazis, but I think with a lot of things going on right now too, I think it's very prevalent that they never went away. And maybe as the organized self that it was, but you know, because there's a lot of folks that are in those top of the family, you know, the top 13 that are going down to Antarctica. You know, didn't Schwab just say like, oh, I'm, you know, better get out of here or something like that? And we have a plethora of conspiracies that the Nazis have Antarctic bases, you know, with the technology they were using, and they fled to South America.
They have Nazi colonies there still to this day.
Oh yeah, they're German speaking towns that are
only German speaking. Yep. They're all white, blonde hair, blue eyes. It's crazy. I mean, it lends itself to it being like, we're not, I mean, for somebody that committed something so, for a people that committed something so egregious and posed such a threat, for us to take some of the most heinous actors I'd be like, no, come on over, dude. We got pensions. We got 401ks. We got beaches. We got the whole thing, dude. You're going to make a bunch of stuff. Here's a house. Here's the cool car. We're going to come on.
Well, see, this is what I think, man. And this is kind of like related to like Rome rebranding to America, right? It's the same thing. The Nazis rebranded, right? So I don't think that the deal was like, we won the war. Now we're going to split the Nazi scientists half from us and half from the Soviet Union, right? I don't think that was the actual deal. That's the deal we were fed in his story, right? But the real deal, I think, was, hey, like the Nazis were like, hey, we could literally cause another reset right now with this technology that we found, dark occult technology. I mean, dude, they were figuring things out that are ancient knowledge, right?
Black sun.
Exactly, right?
Well, that goes with Saturn moon matrix too, because that's like a whole, so like, were the Nazis either controlled by shapeshifters, or did they get, or they in exchange of human souls get technology to, and that's where we're at from that culling in the 40s and the 30s and 40s. Mm-hmm. like you were just saying, like, and then we rebrand, because I mean, you know, we bring all those people over, what is it, 1600 plus murderers, you know, whether they're, and they infiltrated everything. Not, they didn't just create NASA. They infiltrated the medical field and, you know, every, you know, financial, every aspect, agriculture, every aspect of life. There, someone was involved, and they divvied them up. And all of a sudden, 10 years later, 15 years later, we're on the moon. Right?
Yeah, dude. And like you said, man, I mean, like the things that they got into, those scientists, right? I mean, you talk about the MK Ultra experiments, right?
Wild.
The top scientists in the MK Ultra and the Montauk Project and the Philadelphia experiment, like all these different crazy experiments, like those were all headed by these Nazi scientists too. And then you look at like where society is today. I mean, dude, like this phone right here is a freaking mind control device, right? The physical technology came from NASA. But the psychological technology came from MK Ultra. So they're still in control. It's just rebranded. Now it's rebranded as Apple and Facebook and NASA. And
also your tattoo on the arm that they would do to know who you are. That's also on your phone now.
Yeah. The ID. Yeah. Yeah.
Your ID and your vax card. That's your ID now. Get escorted. Sorry. Oh, sorry. You can't come outside. Show us your ID.
Dude.
The amount of technology that they had and the things that they can do, it's I think we also have a very short memory. So things do repeat themselves, right? Because my son's generation will never know what it's like to, hopefully, like, he's not going to understand, like, he's going to have no memory. I mean, there's people, adults right now, adults that don't have any memory of 9/11. Mm-hmm. It happened. Weird, they're adults, dude. They're voting, and they were born after 9/11.
Yeah.
So, or yeah.
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 Yeah. Yeah. 21, maybe 21. Yeah.
So it's like, you're doomed to make all the same mistakes and fall for, like, we're going back to communism. We're going back to socialism. We're going back to Nazism. I mean, it's like, we're going back to all of these things. We're going back to enslaving people and covering it up, and it's okay, and we're not going to talk about it and all this kind of stuff. I mean, we're doing a lot of the same stuff again, because I think the memory is so short and the history is so watered down.
Yeah.
That, like, what do you expect? If you don't talk about the atrocities and you're tearing down Confederate statues and all this stupid stuff, it's like, if you don't know the bad stuff, you're gonna do it again. And I feel like it's either done out of ignorance or it's done so it can happen again.
It almost seems like that in the last 100 years. I mean, when you look at what, 1922, look at what was going on in 1922, especially in Europe. And, you know, the United States, a lot of things were, and then, like, what, 7 years later, our economy completely craps out, and, or there's, you know, maybe it was, you know, there are some people that are on death's door, but they're still alive that remember, you know, a piece of the 30s or the 40s. But you're dealing with the 20s, where the Nazi Party, I believe, started in 1921. I think that's when they originally like really came out. It was the mid early to mid 20s, and they finally got into full power, what, 1939? So you're looking at, you know, you're looking at almost the same, like, and where we're at economically. I say this a lot, and some people, a lot of people disagree with me, but look at where we're at in the state of affairs everywhere, and our economy and everything, and the way we the way we're treating people, and we're kind of segregating each other even more when it comes to, like, the whole debacle when people were actually talking about it, when you are you vaccinated, you not vaccinated, like, you know, the back and forth of, oh, I can't hang out with that person, or you can't go there if you don't have this card. And, you know, fortunately, I mean, there's been pushback, so you can go to a baseball game and not have to show some form of ID other than to buy beer, you know, but we're kind of on the course, especially with this weird fringe Nazism that's been popping up all over the place, which was probably pretty well organized. There's just now a platform for it to be really, really seen. And it's all over the world too. It's not just out here in the United States. So I think there's a lot of parallels with the last century. And I'm sure 1820s was the same, and the 17th. I'm sure that we do repeat ourselves, because you said there's people who unless there's like two pages in a history book in sophomore year of high school about 9/11, you have a picture of the Twin Towers, a picture of Shanksville or whatever, and, you know, some basic information. I mean, one of our co-hosts, Frank, he was, I think, an infant. He was born in 2000. So, you know, he does not remember it. I think I just turned 14, so I remember it very vividly, and I'm sure you guys are very close to that too, with where you're, you know, you remember just being like, wow, this is, it's almost like, did they turn CERN on in 2001, or do they?
This is what I was saying. Maybe it's been there the whole time, dude, right?
Or some other thing. Like, it doesn't necessarily have to be like the Hadron Collider. Right. It could just be some other thing. They're just finding a way. They almost did. Maybe we were getting off the planet to the moon. And it's like, all right, here we go. We got to start some stuff. Let's go straight Cold War. Let's go into all this Cuban Missile Crisis and all this. And then humans are just going to mess it up. And we're going to get all internal, and economies are going to collapse, and then we're going to, you know, who knows?
Well, dude, I mean, so yeah, CERN, maybe CERN. What?
Isn't the Ziggurat of Ur in the Middle East where we
Ziggurat
went?
Ziggurat of Ur, yeah. And there's a whole thing about that being a Stargate, right? Yeah. It housed a Stargate. But, like, yeah, so maybe CERN wasn't there, but the Montauk Project had happened already. And they were opening portals, just like in Stranger Things, right?
Obviously, with your mind, the Montauk chair, you know, strap you in and manifest. There was supposed to be that monster that they manifested, or that one guy manifested that destroyed the base or something like that. And they imitate that in the show.
Yep.
I think it was the first season. It might have been the first season. But yeah, it's there. There's a lot of weird shit happening. And maybe it's just because we have the internet now, and the way we get information thrown at us 100 times more than we did in 1990, you know, every almost second at this point, you know, the amount of information we get. So, and a lot of it's BS, but it's done on purpose. And, you know, there's so many, it's unfortunate because we got so many of these, like these devices and outlets, and we all succumb to it because it's how we're talking right now, you know?
Yeah. It's inevitable. That's like where Joe Rogan says that, like, the machine is, we are giving birth to the machine.
Yeah, the humans are the sex organs of the machine world. Yeah.
It's inevitable. Like, there's no way that you can't use the phone. I mean, you have to.
Yeah. If you're going to feel lost without it. It's
if you're going to compete, you have to know. And even on like a stupid level, like we had a thing at work. We were doing, like, you know, some quiz thing, and it was on Netflix series. I didn't watch a single one of them, and I had good guesses, but it's like, if we were doing this in person and I got all of them wrong, I'd be the weird guy and I would feel ostracized. You know what I mean? Like, well, growing up and like, you didn't watch this show, you didn't watch South Park or Family Guy, and you're like, what are you, some kind of weird guy? I mean, I don't get any of the references, bro. I'm like, all my friends are being like, you're a towel, and I don't get it. So it's like, you have to get in on it in order to be, so it's like a social element of it. And you literally can't compete, right? The market right now is so overly competitive. It's completely flooded. You've got, your wages are constantly outpaced by inflation. So it's like, you have to get into like some kind of social media reoccurring income sort of thing. But in order to do that, you have to live on the phone. You have to live on the phone. And then they incentivize it all the time. Like, look how viral you can go on TikTok. Just make a TikTok. Just make a TikTok and we'll give you 60,000 views, dude.
That's my weakness right now, dude. That's my weakness. Did you say that just because you know?
No, dude. This is what I'm saying now.
That's my weakness.
Just hand it out. They're just handing out views. Here you go. Come on. Get in the algorithm. Just
It's hard to say no, man. You know, like I did a live on TikTok, 27,000 viewers, bro. Like, that's insane for the amount
all bots.
Probably, but you know, like it gives you that dopamine hit. So you're like, oh shit, like this is a good platform for me to push my show, right? And then like,
and they're just beaming blue light into your eyes, dude.
Well, they are right now, but I got blue blockers, bro. I
bought them. On your phone? This guy, bro.
Get wrecked. Demons beware.
Hey, yeah, they're coming through the light into your eyes.
That's a whole thing, dude. I'm sure you talked about that, or you know, like David. David Icke's whole thing is the light, right?
He was very big on the Wetiko consciousness and you know the negative energy and positive energy, and he got a little. He touched a little on COVID, but we tried and tried and tried to get him on the reptilian thing, and he connected it with the Wetiko consciousness because of the, you know, all the references in ancient times to a nefarious lizard. You have dragons, or you know even like serpents, you know, like all this stuff that you see even on the current Mexican flag. I mean, there's an eagle with a serpent in its claws, and then you have it on Russian battle flags. There's knights stabbing serpents, so like, and there's a lot of symbology. I believe even on the American flag, there's a snake, that the eagle. I think it's very similar to the eagle, or the, you know, on the presidential crest, you know, there's the
eagle versus the serpent, bro.
Yeah. So there's so much. I don't know. I think like getting back to what you're saying, there's our mentality to perceive time in the way that we live life as human beings right now is so small, because our lives are, you know, and these flesh bags are tiny, you know, if you're lucky at this point, you get 70 years before you get cancer or something. And, you know, just think about how different it was 100 years ago. You know, that's what really blows my mind. We went from, you know, sitting in trench warfare to now you have somebody with an Xbox controller putting a cruise missile, you know, somewhere. So it's, and that was less than 100 years.
You know,
people with trench foot fighting and winning wars, and then you've got people getting their feelings hurt on Xbox. Same age.
You know what's wild though, man, is you know, I think that it's I was watching, you guys ever watch Peaky Blinders?
Yep.
Great show. Creamer, if you haven't watched it, watch it. It's an amazing show. So I'm watching Peaky Blinders. Have you watched
any show? The answer's no.
I know, but you should watch it. It's a good show, man. It really is. But you know, it takes place in what, like the 20s or the 30s or something like that, right?
I think it was it was like either 1895 to 1915 Birmingham or something like that.
Something like that. It's like early 1900s, right? Yeah. And you know, the main character, I pointed this out. I was like, dude, this guy in every single scene he's in, he's lighting up a cigarette, right? Yeah. Like he's always smoking a cigarette. But there's something too, like now, right, in this new world that we live in, where we're trusting the experts, and not to say that cigarettes are good for you, right, but like the experts say, if you smoke cigarettes, you're going to get cancer and you're going to die, super bad for you, right? Now I believe that, but back then, they had no idea. Cigarettes were good. They were promoted by doctors as a good thing, right? Like this, pregnant mothers smoke Camels, right? Or like whatever
smoke
it is.
Winston's, dude. Yeah,
right?
Bro.
So, but like the thing is they didn't have the fear, right? And we all know the power of the mind, right? So now you smoke a cigarette, right? Like once in a blue moon, right? Obviously, I'm still addicted to nicotine, but like once in a blue moon, I'll be drinking with the boys and somebody will spark up a cigarette. Be like, yeah, let me just, for old time's sake, let me have a cigarette. But then like immediately I'm like, oh shit, did I just give myself stage 4 cancer? I'm done, right? But the fear is doing something. But back then they had no fear of it.
Nope.
And it goes with everything, right? So again, they're feeding off the fear. It's the fear battery, the fear fuel, right? We all know that the nicotine's bad. We all know that the sugar's bad. We all know that the GMOs are bad. The pesticides are bad. The fucking air is bad now. Like every single thing, the fluoride in the water, everything that we're involved with is causing a certain level of anxiety and fear in us, even if we don't realize it in the moment, that they didn't have for hundreds and thousands of years.
Well, they also make the fear more existential and more out of your control, the thing to fear. It keeps ramping up and turning into just, I can't do anything about it.
Right.
I'm super scared of it. I can't stop the Cubans from blowing us up. You have to.
Right.
And then you just delegate the power out. Here you go. I can't stop everybody from getting COVID, but maybe you can. Here you go. Take all my freedom.
Yeah.
I can't stop the Russians from, but I can give you, you can spend my tax dollars on it. Here you go.
Well, the increase of the fear coincides perfectly with the increase of the technology,
right? Oh, yeah.
Information flow, right? It's like at the same time.
You've got no dopamine left. You don't care. And then, dude, that guy, Cobra Tate, bro, I like Cobra Tate. He was saying that they, I believe he was saying this, or it might've been some other guy, but he was saying something along these lines. Like, I think we had talked about this once, right? I theorized that phones are actually, like, they're meant to drive men and women apart. They hit the female's dopamine in just a certain way and man's in a certain way. And it just drives us apart. And Cobra Tate says that, this is not me saying this, okay? That women, by constantly being more empowered in the home and like the gender roles reversing from what all of history has been, is making men, it's the way that like the Romans killed the fighting age men. They don't have to kill us all now. They just, if you can't even handle what's going on in your own house, you're not a king in your own house. You have no control even in your own house. What in the world makes you think you're going to go out and change the world?
It's like technological castration.
Exactly. And so yeah, it's like, you can't handle, like you have no authority in your own house. So you're going to go tell a politician to do something? No, you're just emasculated immediately from the jump. And then here's the substitute. I'm still going to get my dopamine. I'm still going to be a meme lord. And that's it. And so, boom, you're done. Like where it really counts, you're not getting it. So you're just taking the cheap substitute of just killing it in the subreddit or whatever, killing it on Xbox Live. And then that's your little government substitute. Here you go. We're going to give you a deal. Here's Game Pass. Here's all the games. Here's EA. Here's your EA pass, and you can play all the coolest games with all your buddies, and you can race, and it's going to be awesome. Just you're not in control. And don't you dare tell your wife or whatever what to do, because you're not in control. And if you can convince a man that he is no conqueror, you won't be conquered.
That's deep, dude.
It's freaking deep, dude. Freaking nut up, guys. Storm the Capitol.
Don't do that. Oh, that's no. A joke. Oh, stuff. No. We're not. There's hypothetical situations there.
Not the nation's capital. Fucking Tallahassee, dude.
Well, they just did that in Sri Lanka, right? Stormed the presidential palace. And
yeah, dude.
Guy quit. Guy said, fuck this shit. I'm out of here.
Well, okay. This is what I'm saying, though, dude. Is
there traditional roles over there, though?
Probably yes, more so than
here. Super Muslim over there. They have traditional roles, bro. If they're cutting the heads off of their women, they'll cut your head off for sure.
Absolutely. Well, here's the thing, dude, is
there's
that
real fear, dude.
They know that we're reaching a point, right? The singularity is not when we can upload our brains to a computer. That's the fake singularity that they talk about. The real singularity is too many of us are talking about too many things that we're not supposed to be. And then they're going to have to shut it down. Cull the population.
Too smart. Oh, everybody dude, else is getting closer to the top
on the internet, dude.
Exactly.
Yeah. I mean, you would lose everything. Finance. Screwed. Everything.
Yeah.
Yeah. It just. Oh,
they could no shut it off for like a month. If they shut it off the internet for a month, we're all fucked. That's it.
Oh, yeah.
What would you do?
Nothing. I have to
drive to work and my job would be done. Everybody's unemployed. Every single job. I mean, you can't do anything without the internet.
Yeah.
You can do zero jobs without the except maybe be a police officer.
You wouldn't be able to eat, dude, because the stock market would crash and everything would come down.
Yeah, and I have $0. I only have digital currency. It's like you complete control over me, bro. I start acting up, and I'm serious. I'm not saying to storm the Capitol. I was talking about Tallahassee. Okay.
Storm Tallahassee's capital.
Storm Tallahassee, right? Which Florida's capital. Okay. Tell DeSantis, he gotta go. And if they were just like, oh no, you said those three words, doesn't matter what capital you're talking about. No more money for you. Your bank account is shut off. Your internet is shut off. It's good.
I mean,
but you can't help it.
No, what do you
This is the thing, dude. They just coerce you into it. They don't even take 20s in places anymore. You try to show up to the McDonald's with a 20, they're like, your money's no good here.
I went to Wendy's, they didn't even take cash.
No.
No
That's
cash.
What they did during COVID.
Some places, yeah.
Chick-fil-A, you showed up with cash, bye. We don't even want your money. It doesn't even put it in.
Think about the separation and just like Target, for example. You know, how many times have you used the drive up? Buy a couple things.
Only use the drive up.
Yeah. When was the last time you like actually, you know, physically walked in and you're just like, I'm going to go browse. No, you're browsing on your phone, you know? And there's people, one of my old neighbors, they never left their house. They were like they must've been a hardcore streamer or something because they were Instacart every other day. There'd be some, you know, groceries, stuff from Amazon, stuff from Walmart. I didn't even know they existed. They were just a digital flesh bag sitting in a box that was just ordering stuff. And, you know, I mean, that's where you're going with this, right? That's where they want you to be, is to be like when we were stuck in lockdown, you know, you can't
even. We literally were in the cocoons in the Matrix. They're just turning your house into that, where they can just like, all right, dude, we're going to coat the skies. We're going to put you next to a 5G thing. We're going to millimeter wave you and we're going to have you in front of the phones. And you're just going to be locked in, dude. You're locked in. We're putting Tiger King on. We're putting Obi-Wan on, dude. You're just getting locked in, man. Do not leave. Do not leave your cocoon.
Dude, and then all the lizards are just fucking laughing at us, man.
Yeah, dude.
They're just like, haha, give me the energy.
Imagine when we find out that millimeter, like the 5Gs, are actually receivers and not senders.
It's both. Yeah. It's both. We read through that document. It sends and receives. Yeah.
Dude. Boom.
Yep.
It's just picking up what you got, man.
This is how they're going to track your biometric data in real time, down to like the molecule level, is with millimeter wave technology. That was the whole thing when we did the 5G episode like 2 years ago, was literally, yo, this technology has the ability to read your biometric data. It will know that you had one too many grains of sugar today because it's reading your biometric data in real time.
Your bank account's cut off.
Bank account's cut off.
No, you just don't get any. Your rations are changed. Yeah. We're all going to food stamps eventually.
Right.
Your government
food coupon.
Issued. Yeah. No coupon. No bread for you. You went over your carbs this week, and you don't want to be a burden, right? They'll do like China. You want to burden your community. You want to be a good, you know, a good neighbor. They don't want to have to take care of your, you know, sugar foot, you know, and all this kind of stuff. Like, you gotta.
Do it for grandma.
Do it for grandma, dude. That's gonna be the name of the episode.
Do it for grandma.
Hey, I mean, that's what they did with vaccine pushes. Yeah. They still have it. Like, we have Comic-Cons coming up in 2 weeks, and there's I saw an Instagram ad where they had a superhero that looked like Wonder Woman, and she had the big V on her chest and it said vaccine down her leg, and then it had another villain with just said COVID, big C on his chest, and she's punching him and it says pow, and it says vaccine up, do your part, california.gov, you know. And I've seen outside of schools, the craziest one that I saw, I took a picture of it, I gotta find it, I'll send it to you. There was a, outside of a school, there was like a Dodge Caravan all wrapped up called the vaccine van, had wacky waving inflatable tube men outside. This is an elementary school. And then they had like Subway sandwiches for all the kids that they're just like, like right outside. Okay, kids, school's over now. This is going to hurt, but here's a ham and cheese, you know. It was wild. It blew my brain apart.
I just don't get it, bro. Like, that makes no sense to me. Like, okay, do this thing for your health, but also we're going to feed you this shit that's not healthy. Like, yeah, Subway's not fucking healthy, bro. The meat's all pumped full of antibiotics, right? It's plastic cheese. The bread, who knows what the fuck the bread is bleached with? I don't know, but like...
You know this, dude. The same company that owns Subway, the same company that owns Pfizer.
BlackRock, dude. Yeah, you're probably right. I guarantee you BlackRock owns most of the shares of Subway.
Yeah.
And Vanguard, yeah. Mm-hmm.
I mean, it's easy, dude. It's all in-house, man.
But you see,
and that's why you can have the bloodlines, because it's like, and you can have the Nazis who are still in power, because you only have, they don't have to infiltrate every company. They just have to do, they just have to be the major stakeholders in
everything.
Well,
which branch out to everything.
That just control, they're the major stakeholders in everything. They have all of the wealth or all of the leverage, and then they just leverage it on you.
This is why they're going to do another Great Reset, is because of this conversation, because of the things that we're talking about right now. Now, obviously, we're speculating all over the place, right? Who knows?
No, we're not, dude. Well, concrete, okay, over here.
You're right, but you know what I'm saying, right? Like, yeah, there's too many of these conversations happening. The Great Reset, bro. That's the whole thing, dude.
Yeah.
Every single thing that we've talked about tonight, we've tied to a reset somehow. Yeah. So...
coming.
Reset, boys. We didn't even plan on that.
Listen for the trumpet, boys. Jesus is gonna take me home.
Skyquakes. What's that? You know, like shit like that. Skyquakes. What?
Oh, stop. Stop.
They're sounding the trumpets. It's coming, but there was. I don't know. I've heard about that for quite some time.
I've seen videos of people hearing blaring horns in the sky. Could be fake. I don't know.
I had a dream a few months ago. It says in Revelation, young men will dream dreams. I have a dream, right? And I'm in my house in my dream. And I hear like something. I don't even know what it was. But I'm like, what the heck? I open my blinds in the front of my house. And off in the distance, Earth is just being heaved into the sky. This just huge, it's almost like it's being sucked out, like what just a mountain of the Earth is just up into the sky. And I was like, and then all of a sudden it's just this wave of sound. Like when Linda Hamilton got blown away in Terminator with the bomb, it was like that, but sound just. I was like, this is it. He's coming. And I run into the kitchen. And as I'm running, like my hand, I just like, oh, really?
Dude, right when you said that,
your fingers, bro, got raptured. But I'm running in the kitchen and I look and my hand just like dematerializes. And I'm just like in the dust, like when Thanos snapped his fingers and everybody just blows away in the dust.
Did you wake up in a pile of piss in your bed? Because I would have.
No, dude, yeah. I was pumped. I'm like, yes, I'm going. I'm going, because I've always been insecure about it. And I'm like, oh man, I don't think I'm gonna go. And I finally, in my dream, I was like, I'm going, dude. And just, it was crazy. It was crazy, dude.
That's wild. I've got a friend that believes in 1993 that we all died. For some reason, he thinks 93 happened. And he says he always has these dreams where he wakes up, looks out the window, sees a flash, and just dies.
That's the year that, wasn't that the Jimmy Fly Snuka, right? He's that year.
Who?
You don't know about it? Never mind, dude. It was a wrestling joke.
No, I don't know what that is. But I do have this theory with no evidence to back it up. But I think that when we die, we don't know that we died, right? I think that there's infinite parallel realities happening at the same time, or simulations, however you want to look at it, doesn't matter. I think that when we die, we have no idea. In our reality, we just keep going. Like, I could have just died right now. Boom, I just died, heart attack, dead. But yeah, for me, in my perception,
it just jumped to another.
It instantly jumps to another one. I'm still going, still talking. I'll live to be, who the fuck knows, 100 years old, right? But like, you guys just watched me have a heart attack right now. And I think that there's something to that, where like, our brains won't allow us to realize that we're dead. We just hop into another reality. And everybody else in the other reality, they're mourning and grieving, and you have a funeral and all this shit, and they forget about you in like 20 years. But for me in this reality, for you in this reality, we could have died a trillion times already, but we just keep...
That's the truth, man. I've had so many near-death experiences. It's just like, how did I not die from that? I've thought about that. Like,
you probably did, but now you're existing in this other alternate reality.
Where I've had some really crazy, like... Yeah, 100% should have died. Dude, we should end it here, because next episode, I want to see if I can dismantle the theory that there's multiple parallel universes.
Good luck.
Well, I mean, if you ever want to have a conversation, I have a pretty interesting near death experience story for myself, which I think is interesting. It still perplexes me. So if you want to talk about that, I'm definitely down to talk about that at some point.
Let's do it, man. I've got some good ones, man. We can be here.
Do a whole episode on near-death experiences, probably.
Yeah.
Drugs are bad, okay? yeah, dude. No, this was a deep one, man. We went off on some fucking rabbit holes, dude. And I would say thanks for watching,
but I'm gonna actually say you're welcome.
You're welcome for watching.
For having such a good episode. You're welcome.
Dave, dude, plug all your shit, man. Where are they at? Where are you at? Tell them.
If you want to find everything, www.hushhushsociety.com. It's got it all. We have links to everything, Instagram, Twitter, Facebook. Join the Facebook group. It's Hush Hush Society Conspiracy Hour Facebook group. It's a real hootenanny. We also have a Patreon, www.patreon.com/HushHushSociety. We got 3 extra segments on there. Our normal segments, debriefings, declassified discussions are about to change because we're showing our faces now. So we're going to all have new segments. We got Mystery Mike's Cryptid Erotica on our Patreon. So that's one to definitely pay $5 a month.
That shit's gold.
Dude, it is raunchy. It's so fucking funny. I love when he sends me the finished ones of them, and I'm just, because I wrote a couple of them and they're disgusting. So they're a lot of fun. And yeah, you can catch that Patreon. We got extra episodes, the erotica, the cryptid erotica, as well as the Franck Factor, which is some conspiratorial news every month. And we just join you guys. We're neighbors on the Paranormal Network. So that's...
You're welcome.
That's fun.
Just kidding.
And we just dropped an episode today, CIA drug trafficking. Pretty good one. And then the 25th of July, Ghost Towns. We're doing a little bit more of a paranormal episode. So check that out.
I went to the most garbage ghost tour in St. Augustine.
They're all garbage.
Straight up trash.
They're all garbage. Like, you guys just dropped a Holocaust denial episode too, didn't you?
Yes. Yeah.
Oh, you guys are Holocaust deniers?
No. No.
You guys are Sandy Hook deniers?
Oh, goodness. I grew up in a town that's less than 6 miles from Sandy Hook. So, yeah, it's an interesting, I got some stuff on that. My mom actually knows some people in that town and all that. So it's
oh boy.
Pretty interesting. But no, we are not Holocaust deniers. We were very clear that we were not that, but we have 2 parts. One we did in January and one we just released, which is video audio. Find it anywhere. It was nice. An interesting one. It's always depressing talking about Nazis, and we end up talking about them so much, and it's unavoidable. They are the conspiratorial group of people.
It's like the cornerstone of conspiracies in modern history, dude, is the Nazis.
Yeah.
Yeah, dude. Is that it, bro? You guys need a fucking link tree or something, dude.
We have one. It's just, I think everything now is, it's all at the top of the website. Every little link you need. Enough. Yeah. So you can just pick whatever one you want.
Fair enough. We closed our website because fuck it, you know, but
yeah, dude, the Facebook is lit.
Facebook is lit. TikTok.
I don't want any power for myself. I want to give it all to Zuck and let him decide. He is the great judge. He is
the experts.
He's the wisest. He's King Solomon. Let him decide.
He's the conqueror of sweet baby rays, right?
Oh my God. Don't get me started. Anyways, dude. Well, listen, definitely a banger episode, I think. Definitely appreciate you coming on and hitting me up to come on because I'm bad at booking people. So if you ever want to come on again, you just got to hit me up and be like, let's do it. And we make it happen. So
yeah, definitely got other things other than mass destruction and portals to talk about
for sure.
Yeah, we yeah. Have huge stuff, man.
Absolutely. Well, that's all I got. Any final words from you gents?
Don't trust everything on the internet, or do it.
You're not my real dad. Don't tell me what to do.
Let's go, Brandon. Let's go, Brandon.
All right. Well, I guess that's it, everybody. So once again, you're welcome. And bye.